Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, "What if?" Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
walking. Walking along the shore. Stepping forward. Stepping forward. In the waves. The waves that embrace. The waves that allow, the waves that accept, and as we move towards remembrance, remembrance of all that we are, remembrance of why we are. Remember, it's right here. And as we move on this journey into the sun, we realize that the tools we need, we indeed possess. We honor the fact there's no longer any need to look outside of ourselves, for we possess the tools of love. We possess the tools of trust, honor, and wisdom, all of which have, up to this point, been sought after outside of ourselves. We honor ourselves now. Recognition of this will soar our souls to the highest realms of this universe and beyond. As we move forward on our journey, we pray for guidance. We pray for protection.
always being surrounded by the greatest tool of all, love. Praise be to the light of truth.
Thank you for joining us. We are here for our last week of relationships of all kinds. We enjoyed the beginning of the month with Tama Dickinson, who spoke about loving relationships and rebirthing. With Naomi and Greg Bay talking about true love, John Reason. Last week, we had Russell Washington, who really brought it home about our relationship with ourselves and with the earth. Very powerful show. If you missed it, make sure you go back, rewind, and get it all. I am Mbasa Ophira, M1, all truth, all beauty, all justice, and all love. Welcome again. We have a beautiful show today. All the way from the UK. Yeah, I'm rhyming. We have Christopher Divinity Stein, a meditation teacher, spiritual author, and many more things, which I'll let him tell you about. Without further ado, I'm going to welcome him onto the playground of life right now. Welcome, Christopher.
Hi, yeah. Thank you for having me on here. I really appreciate it. It's a beautiful energy that I can feel.
Yes, indeed. I really appreciate you. I can tell you right now that we are all waiting to hear about all of these wonderful books that you've written, A Ticket to Prosperity, The Mystery of Belief, How to Manifest Your Dreams, and a new book release, which I'm going to let you tell them about later, Manifest Your Bliss. Oh, man, I know everybody's waiting. So I want them to hear first about Christopher Divinity Stein. Who is Christopher Divinity Stein?
My chronological age is 29. I live I've been living in London for over 29 years. That's where I was born, in London, in England, United Kingdom. And, you know, I'm a human being that's on a journey. And as every day goes past, I awaken more to my infinite nature, that timeless divinity which resides in each and every single being on the planet. And, and here I am, talking to you now.
Mm. Yes, indeed. And why the middle name Divinity? Where did you get that nickname from?
The name Divinity is an old colleague that I used to work with, and an old friend called Eddie Gordon, who started calling me that, and then other people started to call me it as well. He named it. And a few people that I work with continue to put it out there to provoke people to ask the question, why are you named divinity? So I can give the following answer. And that is, I've become aware that all of us are timeless, infinite beings or infinite consciousness having a temporary human experience. And thus, the word divinity is very relevant through that realization, or in that realization.
Okay. All right. And you know, I don't know how. I'm really happy that I did, but I don't know how I actually came across the info. But I'm really happy I did, so you can join us here on the Playground of Life and share your own experience, which you did say something about your life and how it had spiraled out of control and you got back in control. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, of course, yes. Well, I haven't always been soul-searching. I started to soul-search really when I was 19. And then when I was 21, I basically hit rock bottom. And that was a result of chronic alcoholism and drug addiction. And I realized then that I had to find a new way of living, a new way of life, should we say. And that's when I started to soul search and realize that I was running on fear, envy, resentment, jealousy, self-loathing. And I had a very warped perception of reality that was very hostile. And as a result of cleansing that through a spiritual process, of releasing all of that toxicity within me, I've become more and more open to spirituality and sharing it with others. Now, one thing I didn't mention, which was a big shift, was that I was a professional electronic house DJ producer. And I stopped doing that when I was about 2 to 3 years clean. So that was a dream that I had from a very young age. And at the age of 10, I decided I wanted to play music. I wanted to make music. And I loved house music. And I loved hip-hop and other forms of music. But the music I played and provided and produced was house music. And what I found is when I hit bottom at 21 and, you know, cleaned up my life, should we say, by the time I was about 23, I realized that although I loved the music and still do passionately, I no longer resonated with the mechanics of how that industry runs. And so I found myself almost kind of being guided into the personal development, spiritual ways of providing service. And in June 2006, I left the music industry and made a conscious choice to explore this. And this is how I've become the meditation instructor that I am today, and also writing books on spirituality and personal development. So it's been quite a journey, but I hope that there's still a lot more to come from the human experience.
Yeah, well, you can count on it. I can guarantee you that. You can count on it. I am so happy you came on the show today, Christopher. The acronym for PLAY is Passionately Loving and Appreciating You. And as we wrap up this relationship month, you know, you're really sharing with us your process and how it really can serve, you know, our experiences can always serve to assist other people. You know, we complain a lot of times about how this happened to us and that happened to us, when everything is actually happening for us to be able to shine the light of our souls, our gifts, our talents. You know, this is when we have to pull it up. It's when we hit the rock bottom sometimes, but we don't really have to wait until then, you know. And so with that, I want to ask you, what do you feel the essence of the sacred relationship with self and others is? What do you think the essence of that is? Maybe a few points about that.
Well, that is a profound question, and a very it's an excellent question. I've become aware that there's got. Where I'm at, and what's going on right now in this very moment. And so as I live in the nowness of consciousness, a realm of heavenly bliss, an oasis of timeless tranquility, as I fully accept what is going on deep within me, then I can actually tap into what one would call unconditional love, where I can unconditionally accept myself for my flaws and for my assets. And at a deeper level, which is beyond that, which is no matter what's happened to me in my past or what I've done, that doesn't put me in a category of a particular type of person. And then as I can unconditionally accept myself for who I am, then I can unconditionally accept you for who you are. So therefore I can have an authentic engagement with you. I can have an authentic conversation with you because I won't be judging you, because I've accepted myself. It's that realization, which is true, that if I point fingers at someone else, I'm really pointing fingers at me. Because I remember watching an interview with my favourite actor of all time, Marlon Brando, and I remember him, he was being asked about spirituality and how he got into meditation, and I remember him saying, there's nothing that you have or that you are or that you feel that I don't have and that I don't feel. And I played that over again in my mind for about 20 seconds or so, and I thought, yeah, he's spot on there. He's absolutely right. There's nothing that that you can feel that I can't feel. You might have different circumstances that could bring you to, a traumatic experience. But the fact is, the traumatic experience is also available to me if I experience that. There might be certain things that can trigger you to feel inspired, which is the inspiration comes within. Well, those circumstances that might help you to remember that inspiration with you might be different circumstances with me to help me remember the inspiration that's in with me. But nevertheless, we can both feel inspiration. So I feel that when I accept myself totally, then it's easier for me to communicate in an authentic way with other human beings.
Yeah, because, I mean, what do you think our concepts about life, you know, how does that play a role in how we relate to other people? Just bearing in on what you just said, you know, how does that, you know, how we think about life, you know? How does that play into how we relate to other people?
I feel that's it's massive. I mean, I'll give you an example. I've been brought up in London for 30 years, and there is a multitude of different collective perceptions in London. So you've got the people that like football. You've got the people that like going to the West End. You've got the suburbia people that like staying in the suburbs. You've got people that like going ice skating. Then on a cultural perception, you have Italians, so you have Africans, so you have Americans, you have Swedish, you have Chinese, Australian. So you have all these different multitude of perceptions of reality taking place, some of them individually, but in many ways a lot of it is collected. Now, if I can't look past that conditioning, which is just a secondary level of human consciousness, then when I meet someone that quote-unquote might not be in my gang or quote-unquote might not do things the way that I do it, then I'm going to unconsciously look at in a harder way. I'm going to unconsciously think, well, they're different from me. And see, from that is how the ego can manifest. That's what creates segregation. Of hates can come from that. There can be hostility. And really, all of us are all one. We're just one power, one infinite power, expressed in many different forms, having a temporary experience. So one key way that I've been able to release a lot of that, and when I get drawn back into that, like I support Arsenal Football Club, which is a soccer club, and soccer's very popular in Europe. It's very, very popular, especially in England. And when I find myself, say, thinking unharmonious thoughts, say, to the opposite team, say, like Manchester United, I can go with the banter, but I pull myself back and realise, well, actually, this is all conceptual, man-made labels. One day you said that we were going to get a pitch and draw some white lines on it and say, this is where you can't run and this is where you can run. Or one day we created different borders in different lands and said, on this side of the border, this is called England, and on that side it's called Wales, and up there it's called Scotland. Well, these are all mental conceptualizations that we've created in the mind that we believe to be true. Nevertheless, they're not true. And meditation helps me to be aware of that. That's I found that to be a very profound experience, and more so a realization, you know, through meditation to cleanse all of that.
Well, these are definitely good ways to delve into that real deep. But another question for you. What do you like most about Marlon Brando? What is it that makes him your favorite actor?
Well, at a level of acting, I haven't seen, there are only a few actors and actresses out there that I feel that have really created timeless creativity on screen. And he was one of the first that really revolutionized acting as we know before he came onto the scene. Mainstream Hollywood, and even films that were being made in England and all over the world, as a matter of fact, it was more like stage actors and actresses, people that they would perform like they were performing on theatre. So it was very unnatural, and he came along and completely revolutionised that. I mean, if you look at people like Al Pacino and Jack Nicholson, they'd all say that he's someone that definitely shapes a lot of their experience of acting around. And also on a personal level, away from screen, he went through a lot of emotional turmoil, mental turmoil, and in his later years he found meditation, and he stopped acting for, like, I think 9 years, and just basically meditated for 9 years. And that I find really inspiring. You know.
Wow. And, you know, thank you for that, because, you know, with just my curious mind that wanted to know, because one of the things I do, you know, I ask those type of questions in the relationship workshops and the things that I do something called power play, passionately appreciate you to the thousandth level, the millionth level. And in it, you know, if we look at who we really, really appreciate and who we really adore, even our favorite movie, you know, we think about what is it that we really like about it. And what I hear from you is that there's a synergy. You know,
yes.
It's really powerful.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful. What do you feel like the elements of, well, I always say elements, I love that word. So I'll just change it to principles. The principles of love.
Wow, the principles of love.
And I believe that's the only love there is. What would be the principles of what would be the parts of that unconditional love? What would it look like?
The principles of love. Well, I mean, there are many principles that help remove the blockages to unconditional love. Like, say, forgiveness. Forgiveness isn't unconditional love. It's just a spiritual tool which removes the blockages of accessing unconditional love. There's self-acceptance, which again, as we covered earlier on, when I can unconditionally accept me, I can unconditionally accept you and look at you and have an authentic engagement with you. So forgiveness, self-acceptance, compassion releases. I've written a lot about compassion in my new book, Manifest Your Bliss. Compassion helps me to let go of all of that negative energy and remove again those blockages which prevent me from living from a place of unconditional love, wishing other people well. That's another topic that I've emphasized in Manifest Your Bliss. See, if I wish you well, I become well.
Mm-hmm.
If I wish you harm, I receive harm, because anything I feel is coming within. It's going to affect my biochemistry, it's going to affect my perception of reality, it's going to affect my attitude and as a result how I engage with you. So if I wish you well and wish you good thoughts, there's going to be a good, clean, open channel for positivity and new inspiration, creativity and enthusiasm to flow through me, and therefore I can be calm, relaxed and very effective. So they're just a few tools off the top of my mind which
mm-hmm.
can remove those blockages.
Great answers, because I was going to ask you, we're about to take a break in a minute and come on back, but I was going to ask you about resolving past hurts, you know, when we, you know, people want to do that right now. Some people, you know, kind of living in it and living under it, but some people are ready to resolve past hurts and blockages to our dreams, our goals, our passions in life, you know. And so you would say that those are the tools, those are the things that you could actually embrace and move forward.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Okay, all right. Well, we're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit more about passion and bliss and love. So stay tuned.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way? It's been a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com. Or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Manifestation Time, a space where intention becomes reality. where the focus remains upon the realization of goals, living with the knowing that all we request will come through the portal of manifestation and on time, resting in the fact that all these powerful events and situations will come to us continually from the realm of our fertile imagination, subtly slipping into physical existence from the abyss of infinite possibilities. Just when the time is perfect, it will appear exactly as our minds create it, our mouths express it, and our actions display it.
My guest today is Christopher Divinity Dines, and she was all about that. He's going to give us a little insight about his book, a little sneak peek. Christopher, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I'm here.
Yes, yes, yes. We want to bring it back home here and talk a little bit about, well, first I want to ask you about the book that you did. What inspired you, I'm sure I know, A Ticket to Prosperity. Everybody wants a ticket to prosperity. I know I do. How do I get one?
Oh, okay. Well, the subtitle for that is Spiritual Lessons for an Abundant Life. And essentially that's about uncovering and discovering the infinite abundance that's within us. We become aware that we're timeless, infinite beings having a temporary human experience. And as we become, as we operate from that place of a place of needing nothing, a feeling of needing nothing and not being needy and releasing anxiety and desperation and things like that, naturally magnetize to us opportunities to be of maximum service to those around us. And there are different tools like mastering the art of sowing and reaping, and meditation is there as well, like circulating the harvest. And there are many different tools in that particular book. That came out in 2010, but there's a new revised edition which I believe it's coming out on March the 1st. It might already be out in the States, I'm not sure, but in the UK I was told that it's out on March the 1st on Le Petit Fleur Publishing.
And that's A Ticket to Prosperity?
Yes, Spiritual
okay.
Lessons for an Abundant Life. But my new book is actually called Manifest Your Bliss.
Right. Now the Ticket to Prosperity is about, there was something in there about sowing and reaping. Is it just what it sounds like, or you know, is there some method that you know that you need to do? Can you talk a little bit about it?
Yeah, I mean there are a few questions in there to point one to look within, but all of it is esoteric work. Sowing and reaping is a process which you can look in all of the ancient spiritual texts, where people talk of either karma, so which means in original Sanskrit, karma means action, and we know that when there's action, then there's a reaction. If you look in the Abrahamic text, they don't use the word karma; they use the word sowing and reaping. So it's a process of first of all making an intention, creating an intention or a desire or a prayer, and allowing that to come through one's actions, but in a harmonious, joyful and playful way. So that way there's no neediness involved, because if you give out energy to the universe that you haven't got something or this isn't coming fast enough, you'll actually slow the creational process down, because reality is like a mirror, and whatever's going on within, you're gonna see in the mirror.
Right, and so you know, let's talk a little bit about. We have a few minutes left. I want to talk about meditation, and I want you to tie it into manifesting your bliss, because I know personally that is. A serious road to doing that in terms of meditation. So if you could tell us about your meditation course and how you deliver that, and how it assists you. And I also want to know how you, I know it's a lot of questions, but I don't want to let you go without asking them. So I want to know, let's go with first meditation, one-on-one that you do.
Sure. Well, in its relevance to Manifest Your Bliss, the subtitle is A Spiritual Guide to Inner Peace. That's my new book on the Petite publisher. Meditation is mentioned in virtually every chapter in that book because it is a spiritual guide to inner peace. And so with meditation, we can let go of all neediness, desperation. Through meditation, we can release codependent patterns. It helps us to get rid of the insane perception that we can control outcomes and results, which you can't. I mean, even if you look in the ancient text of Bhagavad Gita, which was written over 6,000 years ago, it says you have control over your actions, but never over the fruits of your actions. And as a result of living that way, then we can just produce quality because we're going to be effective. We're here in the nowness of consciousness in the present moment. And so if we're giving our full attention to what we're doing now, then the outcome will take care of itself. But if we're rushing what we're doing now because we've got this thought that's telling us when we get there it'll be better, then the work we're doing now is going to be quite sloppy or it'll be a low quality work. So this is a natural realization of meditation, and we do we do regular workshops in London on this, like the meditation in Covent Garden, London. We've got meditation audios and stuff selling out there as well. With our courses, again, they can be tailored for an individual, but most of the time we have groups and collective workshops because we feel we can reach more people.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's always coming back to what's going on within, and meditation helps us to be aware of these thoughts, the negative thoughts, the thoughts telling us that life isn't how it should be, or those thoughts of unfulfillment, those emotions of unfulfillment. And meditation helps us to be free from that type of conditioning.
And how do you define bliss? I know most people have a certain way that they look at it.
Well, bliss traditionally is a word that's used, again, we can look at ancient spiritual texts going back to 9,000 years ago in the East. Bliss is a realization of what, again, many people in the East would call stillness. It's when we still the mind from neediness, and when we still the mind from the hyperactive thoughts. We have 50 to 60,000 thoughts a day. Well, those thoughts are memories or fantasies of the future. There's nothing wrong with fantasies. Some fantasies can be very effective. But nevertheless, when we've just got those thoughts streaming through us all the time, we can't actually truly appreciate what's happening now. And in the nowness of consciousness, which I've written in Manifest Your Bliss, when we become aware of that and still the mind through stillness, we become aware of that timeless bliss, that infinite joy, the realm of infinite possibilities and infinite potential, where there's just heavenly joy, heavenly bliss and happiness. And we can access that realm. We can access inner peace any time we still the mind. It's like the only thing that makes something negative for us is our thought about it. And as we think about something being negative, we're tap into our memory, we'll access our memory and bring out other references of other negative circumstances. And so when we still the mind, we become aware of that timeless essence of bliss. It's not an external thing. I know, like, in particularly in the West in the last 30 years or so, people use the word bliss to describe, say, if they've come back from jogging, they feel bliss, or if they're eating a bar of chocolate, they feel bliss. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about an enjoyable realization that is far greater than any pleasure.
Peace, yes, indeed. It is a peace that passes all understanding. You are most certainly a very powerful, and I'm so happy to know you for sure. Can you give people your website and how they can find, and when is the book coming out?
Well, Manifest Your Bliss Manifest Your Bliss, a Spiritual Guide to Inner Peace, is out officially on March the 13th, and that will be available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, basically all of the main UK distribution sites and all of the international distribution sites. So in America, people will definitely have access to that. I believe we do discounted copies at ChristopherDines.com, which is our homepage. That's ChristopherDines.com. And I believe there's also discounted prices for people that want to buy books from all over the world at LaPetiteFleurPublishing.com. I was informed by them earlier on this week that people will be able to access those books, LaPetiteFleurPublishing.com. And there's also digital versions as well, like, say, for Kindle or Sony e-reader.
And all of your upcoming events are also on your site, ChristopherDines.com. That's Christopher, D as in David, I-N-E-S.com. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. All of our workshops, all of the news with what we're getting up to here in London and the UK is there. And one day we hope to bring some workshops over to the United States of America. It's a beautiful country, you know. I love the U.S.
Well, we'll be over here waiting for you on the playground. Thank you so very much for joining me. And I'm going to be looking forward, after your book comes out, to have you back on and let's talk a little bit more and delve into that meditation like I wanted to.
Yes,
and maybe
I'll
you can
enjoy
even
it.
Take us through one. But you be blessed, and I got my arms around you. A big hug for all the wonderful work you're doing.
Thank you so much. Bless you. Bless you. Thank you so much. I wish you well.
Oh, wow. We wrapped up this relationship month with Christopher Divinity Dines. This was a fantabulous show, just as the others. This year is turning out very powerful. Stay tuned next month for the phenomenal ultimate feminine principles. All right. Don't box out. I love you. Love you.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.